Penguin Random House Audio presents Shattered Bonds, The Color of Child Welfare by Dorothy Roberts. Read for you by Allison Johnson, with an introduction read by the author.
Introduction. Facing the Racial Reality of Child Welfare. One summer evening, I drove to St. Stephen's Church in Englewood, one of Chicago's poorest neighborhoods, to attend a meeting of Black mothers whose children had been taken by the state Child Protection Agency. They called their organization Operation Moses, for Mothers Organizing Systems for Equal Services. A boy playing outside directed me to the church basement, where I found a half dozen women sitting around a table. The women were strategizing about a citywide campaign to call attention to the crisis of children being removed from their homes. They greeted me warmly, grateful to have the ear of a sympathetic law professor. At one end of the table was an expanding file stuffed with court papers, newspaper clippings, and letters. They sat me at the other end so I could face everyone. Each woman told me about her battle with the child welfare system to get her children back. Jornelle, the group's founder, lost custody of her one-month-old baby when hospital staff reported her for medical abuse. This is his fourth year in foster care. Valerie relinquished custody of her three children to the Child Protection Agency when she was living in a cold, roach-infested apartment and had no means to support them. Because she's challenging the termination of her rights in court, Valerie asked me to use a fictitious name for her. She had told authorities that she wanted them back in 6 months, but the agency moved ahead with termination of her parental rights. Devon had cared for her four nieces and nephews since they were toddlers, devoting herself to meeting their special medical and educational needs. She had seen them only twice since they were taken from her more than a year earlier because her apartment was too small. These women's stories reflect the color of the U.S. child welfare system today. More than a half million children taken from their parents are currently in foster care. African Americans are the most likely of any group to be disrupted in this way by government authorities. Black children make up nearly half of the foster care population, although they constitute less than one-fifth of the nation's children. In Chicago, 95% of children in foster care are Black. Once removed from their homes, Black children remain in foster care longer, are moved more often, receive fewer services, and are less likely to be either returned home or adopted than other children. The child welfare system is the focus of intense public scrutiny, condemned by conservatives and liberals alike. Everyone agrees that foster care is overburdened and often damages children more than raising them in either their biological families or adoptive homes. However, the public debate has failed to examine why Black children are removed from their parents in such large numbers or what the consequences are for Black families and communities. Public sentiment and policy have chosen to focus instead on solving foster care's problems by encouraging the adoption of more children. The number of Black children in state custody, those in foster care as well as those in juvenile detention, prisons, and other state institutions, is a startling injustice that calls for radical reform. I would call it the system's ugly secret, except that it should be obvious to anyone who has spent a day examining the statistics, visiting a child welfare office, or watching who goes in and out of juvenile court. The fact that the system supposedly designed to protect children remains one of the most segregated institutions in the country should arouse our suspicion. In 1972, Children of the Storm, Black Children and American Child Welfare by Andrew Billingsley and Jean M. Giovannani traced the history of the government's discriminatory treatment of African American children. Three decades later, racial disparities in the child welfare system have only become worse, and policymakers have rejected the concern they professed in the late 1970s and early 1980s for preserving Black families. Child protection policy has conformed to the current political climate, which embraces punitive responses to the seemingly intractable plight of America's isolated and impoverished inner cities. The new politics of child welfare threatens to intensify state supervision of Black children. In the past several years, federal and state policy have shifted away from preserving families toward freeing children in foster care for adoption by terminating parental rights. Welfare reform, by throwing many families deeper into poverty, heightens the risk that some children will be removed from struggling families and placed in foster care. Black families, who are disproportionately poor, have been hit the hardest by this retraction of public assistance for needy children. And tougher treatment of juvenile offenders, imposed most harshly on African-American youth, is increasing the numbers incarcerated in juvenile detention facilities and adult prisons. These political trends are shattering the bonds between poor Black children and their parents. Recent developments make it imperative to confront the racial disparity in America's child welfare system now. Only by examining the role that race plays in the child welfare system can we understand how it operates to reinforce the inferior status of Blacks in America. Yet most contemporary critiques of the child welfare system barely acknowledge the importance of race. Scholars who deal with Black children in the child welfare system tend to focus on social work practice, how children should be treated, rather than the politics of child protection, how political relationships affect which children become involved in the system. Their primary goal is to make services more sensitive to the needs and culture of Black families, not to question the fundamental conflict between the child welfare system and the integrity of the Black family and community. Child protection authorities are taking custody of Black children at alarming rates, and in doing so, they are dismantling social networks that are critical to Black community welfare. Most authors frame the problem with child protection as a battle between bad government and innocent parents, or between bad parents and innocent children. Advocates on the side of parents argue that overzealous efforts to combat child abuse are excessively intruding on family rights. They tell horrifying stories of government agents strip-searching children and dragging them away from their parents based on false anonymous allegations. Their effort to find common ground among parents often hides the power of race and class in directing repressive government action. For example, one author warns that we must stop this assault on the family before all our children become state wards. I choose to refute the myth that there is a universal system of child protection that treats all parents equally badly. Although all families risk being hurt by these arbitrary abuses of power, Black families are being systematically demolished. Two critical factors remain unaddressed: the system's distinct racial harm and the role race plays in perpetuating a destructive understanding of child protection that affects all American families. On the other side of the debate are those who tell horrifying stories of victims of parental abuse and a system that does too little to protect them. These advocates wildly exaggerate the harm inflicted by most parents monitored by Child Protective Services, as well as the good that state supervision can do. By focusing myopically on extreme cases of child abuse, these accounts deliberately ignore the damage caused by carelessly removing children from their homes. Not only do they overlook the child welfare system's devastation of Black families, but they devalue the family ties that are so important to the children they claim to support. In this book, I refute the even more dangerous myth that the child welfare system will improve children's well-being.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?